A state energy task force adopted its recommendations for Indiana lawmakers Wednesday. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports several topics that would help the state transition to cleaner energy sources were left out.
It didn't make recommendations on how to regulate rooftop solar or help pay for the cost of coal plants that retire early or create a statewide energy efficiency plan. Democratic Representative Matt Pierce voted against the report, saying it missed the mark on a number of important policy issues.
We as a task force should really be signaling to the General Assembly that, you know, the fire bell is ringing now on affordability of residential utility rates with what we're going to face this winter.
The task force did encourage Indiana to adopt a goal of having some of the lowest electric rates by 2030. It asked lawmakers to pass bills that reduce barriers to building power lines, create programs to redevelop closed coal plants and mines, and expand the use of electric rates based on time of day to lower demand for energy and the need for new power plants. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The task force also encouraged lawmakers to require the State Utility Regulatory Commission to treat all energy sources similarly, which could mean incentives to build new natural gas plants.